The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
And good morning, and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you joined us. We have a lot to cover today, because today's topic is mistake investors make and solutions. You probably made some of these mistakes along the way. It's okay. We're human. We make mistakes. But again, we want to point them out and give you some tips and try to solve those. Again, some of these you will recognize as a mistake that you made. Others, fortunately, you probably didn't make those mistakes. But anyway, we're going to go through a whole list of them in today's topic, your GPS for your finances. Now think about it. Today's 65-year-olds can expect to spend 20 years or so in retirement after they quit their jobs. Can you imagine that? I mean, basically, having enough money to live 20 years without earned income. And according to Social Security Administration, they report that one quarter of those who reach age 65 will also reach age 90. Think about that. One in four of us that reach 65 is going to live to age 90. That's 25 years in retirement. So we really have to be smart about money and make our money grow while still enjoying a lifestyle. So that's the battle that we have here to try to make this all work. So mistake number one I've identified is not having a plan for retirement. And think about that. If you built a house, you've had a blueprint. You've had to start with some type of, okay, I want to put the bathrooms here. I like to put the bedrooms here. The counter's here. I want to move. You know, there's some type of thing. Even when you go, we could talk about it, you travel somewhere. You start putting together all kinds of itineraries for what you're doing. You may use TripAdvisor as a source, which we love using. You may use other sources, talk to friends, use Facebook, and try to put a great itinerary together when you go on vacation. And what is retirement but a very long vacation? The enthusiasm that you put into your vacation, you know, when you think about plotting out where you're going to eat and what sights you want to see and all these type of things, which we do also as a family, of course. I hope you could take that same enthusiasm and apply it to retirement planning, because it could be fun. Retirement planning doesn't have to be so boring with just numbers. Retirement planning should really be about, what are your goals? What lifestyle would you like to have when you retire? What are the things that you want to do? What are those bucket list items? So for us, retirement planning is a little bit deeper than just laying out those goals, though that's a start. But I think overall, not having a plan, just kind of, I'll put some money in when I can. I'll just, you know, move this money around a little bit. You know, not having a plan. Like when we do a plan, we like to look from 30,000 feet, just like if you're looking at a map, looking down and seeing what's going on, your expenses, your income, your situation. And so we think having a retirement plan, of course, is the solution to, well, not having a retirement plan. And you can do that working with people like us at Mahoney Asset Management, other financial advisors, people who've worked with others who actually can help you lay out a plan. We think that's the most important thing. Even the plan doesn't look so great right now, it's something that you should consider doing. I think another mistake that investors make when it comes to investing is they forget about inflation. You know, people say, Ken, you know, what is inflation? What really, you know, what do you think inflation will be for the next 10 years? I say, you know, it's pretty hard to say what it's going to be for the next 10 years. You know, the government tells us maybe around 2%. But the best way to gauge inflation, I feel, is go back a little bit. Go back 10 years ago and pull out your cell phone bill. Now, mine, which I pulled out 10 years ago, believe it or not, was $29.99. I mean, that seems like nothing compared to now with the data plans and everything. If you pulled out your, let's say, property taxes of 10 years ago, you want to scream probably. It's like, oh my gosh, look how much we're paying now. That's what the inflation looks like. That's the impact of inflation. So some people say, gee, I'm used to living on $60,000 a year, but here's a problem. $60,000 a year 10 years from now is not the same purchasing power. So if you want to maintain your lifestyle in retirement, and we like to say you like to increase your lifestyle in retirement, that's why you worked all those years, for those golden years, you really have to somehow look at the impact of inflation. So if you used to $60,000 a year, well, maybe a couple of years out, it should be $62,000 a year. Maybe a few years out from that, it should be $65,000. So when you plan your retirement, you have to take into account inflation. Well, if you're just tuning in, I'm Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. We present to you GPS for your finances, and today's topic, Mistake Investors Make and Solutions. Coming up, Casey will be taking you through some health and happiness techniques, and so hopefully by this block this morning, between your health and wealth, we'll put it all together for you. So today's topic, as I mentioned, is Mistakes Investors Make and Solutions. The first one we said is not having a plan for retirement. The second one is thinking about inflation when you're making a plan. And number three, I would say, is failing to save enough money for retirement. And that's kind of obvious as a mistake, but it's so easy to get caught up in the day-to-day bills that come in. And it's easy to say, you know, I really can't save enough for retirement. I really can't put more money away. I really don't have any more savings. I'm doing all I can. And for some families, that's true. Sometimes we try to show people, though, there are some expenses that you have that you're not utilizing. If you comb through your credit cards, I'm sure there's some things in there that you paid for that you're not using or you're not using regularly. So failing to save enough for retirement is definitely one of the mistakes that I believe that investors make when it comes to retirement. To have a consistent amount going in each year, and your spouse, if you're married, to be able to put in as much as you can, especially if there's a match by the employer. So anytime you can put more money in, you know, take that opportunity to. Sometimes people say to me, gee, I just don't have the time. And, you know, I have to tell you, in this day and age, it's very easy to click on human resources, increase. Now try, increase your contribution. And for some reason, you know, you have more month at the end of your money. You ever heard that saying before? You could always go back and tweak it again. So one of your favorite websites should be your human resources and through the payroll department, how much money you're putting away. You could always tweak it. I say challenge yourself, try to put a little bit more in. If that's comfortable, great. And then try to put a little bit more in. And for some reason, it doesn't fit so right, you could always go back. But always give yourself the opportunity to save more for retirement. Another mistake that investors make, I see over and over again, is raiding retirement accounts too early. What does that mean? You know, going in there and grabbing money to put money down in a home. Again, this is something that's a good investment long term as a home, obviously, or taking money out for college and so forth. The goal is, even though there's some tax advantages and things you can do around going into your retirement accounts, we strongly advise not to, that your retirement account is for your retirement. You should have a separate college, again, we're talking about idealistic, but you should have a separate college account for your college account and separate money for your kind of day-to-day account. But we see that over and over again when people come in and say, gee, you know, I had $140,000 in my retirement account. I borrowed from it and only had $44,000. I mean, you know, we see this time and time again. So I think a mistake that most investors or some investors make is raiding retirement accounts too early. And of course, the solution is don't do it. Try to find other sources. Maybe take money from your savings or some other accounts before going to retirement accounts. Well, after this break, we're going to continue GPS for your finances. Today's topic, mistake investors make and solutions that will help you negate those mistakes.
Hey, this is Mike Bennett, and I hope you're enjoying A GPS for Your Finances by Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. A great companion to this program is his very popular book, Not Your Father's Retirement, The GPS Method for Financial Security. If you're one of the first 20 callers right now, you'll get the book for free. The number is 845-371-0101, or visit the WHUD website on the lower right-hand corner. The book is only offered for free for WHUD listeners right now. First 20 callers, this is the special number for Ken Mahoney's book, GPS for Your Retirement. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101 for Ken Mahoney's book for free.
And welcome back. My name is Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, GPS for Your Finances. And today's topic, Mistake Investors Make and Solutions. We cover a lot of ground and we have a lot more to cover because we do make a lot of mistakes, but recognizing the mistakes is kind of the first part of finding the solution for it. So another area that I've seen over and over again in my 28 years of doing this, in 28 years I've probably seen about 100 market cycles, it's getting emotional about investments. What does that mean? It seems like we just do the opposite. There are studies we found through trim tabs that show when the market is low and selling off, like it did in 2008 and 2009, that money is not going into the market. Tens of billions of dollars are coming out. So I don't know about you, but my mother always told me, buy low, sell high. But for most investors, because they panic, they get emotional, they tend to do what? They tend to buy high when the market's doing well, get excited about the market, and then the market falls apart like it did 2008, 2009, and sell. So we think this is a big mistake, and it's really hard to kind of get at, but it's just such an incredible thing to think about. Like, here's an interesting article I read that a 2014 study showed that the average investor over a 30-year period was 3.7% versus the S&P 500 was 11.1%. Again, so a 30-year study. And so wait a second, the average investor made 3.7% and yet the market made 11%? Like, how does that even happen? Well, it happens because people get emotional and they tend to sell at the low. And we also have, like I said, we also have a fair amount of documentation. Trim Tabs is the name of a company, and they monitor money that goes into funds and out of funds, and in bond funds or into international funds. You see this, you know, all the time. And what we've learned is when the market is, you know, going down, people get panicky. They feel it. You know, they click on their 401k. They see the balance going down, or they look online. They see their account going down. They get emotional, and they tend to sell near the bottom. So we always kind of kid around, but it's not really funny. Say, real investors actually buy high and sell low. So you need to recognize that. Look, no one really wants to lose money. But certainly there are times when an extreme amount of selling that goes on, like it did in 2008, 2009, turn out to be good buying opportunities when you look at it. But one thing we want to negate, if the average investor in this particular 2014 study over 30 years found that they had an average return of 3.7 and the market was almost triple that, 11%, that we're doing something wrong as investors, that we get too emotional, too tied up into the numbers instead of looking at this long term. So one thing we want to make sure as a solution to this is take a deep breath. Maybe when things sell off next time, you actually buy a little bit in stock funds. Maybe you see welcome lower prices. But certainly we have to recognize that part of performance is not just picking out the best fund and doing all the research and, you know, going to Money Magazine and all different periodicals and pick out this favorite fund, but sticking with it when it gets really ugly, especially at times like 2008, like 2009, and we'll have other challenges. Believe me, what happened a number of years ago, hope it doesn't get that bad. Hopefully that was a generation. But, you know, we could always have market corrections like we did this past January, like we did last August. There are times when the market pulls back. But what you do about it is just equally as important. Another mistake I noticed that investors make is they're too conservative with their investments. So sometimes I come across someone, let's say, is 45 years old, and they're really not going to use the money until they're 60 years old. That's 15 years. And granted, the market's going to give people odds and go up and down and so forth. And generally speaking, over time, stocks perform better than bonds and cash. But you find some of these people, 45 years old, investing in money markets. What? Wait a second. This money is for long-term savings, long-term retirement. The money markets are yielding less than 1% now. Granted, I know people are scared by the markets, but maybe there's a way to say, hey, let's put half in growth or maybe half in the money market or something. But I have found one of the biggest mistakes investors make when it comes to retirement planning is making investments that are way too conservative, particularly on their age. Now, I'm going to give you a rule of thumb. I don't necessarily like rule of thumbs, but it's a starting point. Take 100 and subtract your age, and that should give you the amount of money that are in stock. So let's say you're 30 years old. Well, you know, 100 minus 30 is 70. So that means 70% of your money could be in stocks. Again, this is a rule of thumb. Doesn't take into account your risk tolerance and what your goals are, but just an overall view. Of course, if you're 70 years old, maybe only 30% should be in stocks. So as a general rule, I just want, you know, you take a look at whether or not you're too conservative. So let's say you're 60 years old and you have, 10% in stocks. You know, again, according to this rule of thumb, you probably should have closer to 40%. So just be mindful that you may be someone who's investing too conservatively. Well, if you're just tuning in, I'm Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Thank you for joining us today. Our GPS for your finances topic is mistake investors make and solutions. We've covered a lot of mistakes that you may have made. Hopefully, if you did, we now give you solutions for them. And hopefully, you haven't made these mistakes. Hopefully, we can just keep moving along here. Another mistake I see investors make is not taking advantage of employers' 401k match. So some companies match your retirement dollars. You put in, let's say, twice a month, and they put in 4% or 6%. According to a recent study, $24 billion per year in matching funds doesn't happen because Americans don't put money into their 401k accounts. I'll say that again, $24 billion, that's a big number of matching funds that are missed because workers are not putting away for retirement accounts. If you or your spouse has a 401k that match, let's say one spouse has and one spouse doesn't, be smart about this. Maybe go with the spouse, you know, put more money into the spouse that has that matching program. I have come across so many investors over the years that come to me sometimes with $500,000 or $700,000, some big number, you know, with some zeros and commas. And we look through and say, wait a second, wow, you have $500,000. And about $100,000 of that was from matching contributions over the years. So I say that to you because if you're early on and putting money away, sometimes it's good to see the goal before you put money away, so you can see what you're doing, why you're doing it. But I can tell you, sitting down over the years and finding people with large sums of the retirement accounts, it's because of good matching. So please take advantage of that. That's a mistake I hate for you to make, is that you're not taking advantage of these employer matches. Another area that I think we're making mistakes on is not using the Roth IRA. The Roth IRA is you put money in. You do not get a tax break right now like the IRAs. However, down the road, when you take money out, it comes out tax-free. I find a lot of people putting money into the traditional IRA, which is fine. They get the tax break in that year, and it helps out their taxes. But down the road, yes, we'll grow tax deferred, but when it comes out, it'll be taxable. So a mistake that I see people making is not least looking at whether or not they should be making a Roth contribution instead of a traditional IRA contribution, because the monies that come out down the road in a Roth come out tax-free. Well, we'll be up in the next segment as we continue this topic, mistake investors make and solutions.
Hey, good morning. This is Mike Bennett. I hope you're enjoying A GPS for Your Finances by Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. A great companion to this program is the very popular book, Not Your Father's Retirement, The GPS Method for Financial Security. If you're one of the first 20 callers right now, on this Sunday morning, you'll get the book for free. 845-371-0101. That's the special number to call. Or you can go to the WHUD website right now, lower right-hand corner, and there's a click there for Ken Mahoney's book. Now, the book is only offered for free for WHUD listeners. So do it now. Get the book for free. Help plan your retirement. Ken Mahoney's book can help. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, The GPS Method for Financial Security. 845-371-0101. That number again, 845-371-0101. Do it right now.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm Ken Mahoney, President and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. And today's topic, mistake investors make and solutions. And another mistake I see over and over again is filing for Social Security too early. We see a lot of people not retiring, but start taking money out at 62 years old. Here's a problem. If you're still working and you start taking Social Security at 62, you're going to give a lot of money back in taxes. Ideally, we want you to go full term. Depends on your age, of course, but at least 66 years old. Now, if you think about it, from 62 years old to 68 years old, and the money that you can get, it works out to about an 8% compounding return. And I have to tell you, folks, there's really nothing that gives an 8% compounding return other than deferring your Social Security from 62 to 66. I encourage everyone that's listening, if they haven't had an update in the Social Security, they could go online, socialsecurity.org, put in their Social Security number and so forth, create a password, and go on. And what you'll find is you'll see what your earnings were over the years. And by the way, Social Security takes your best 35 years into account to calculate what your Social Security number will be. It will look at your number will be for 62 years old, for 66 years old, and 70 years old. You should probably do this every year. Now, years ago, we used to have the sent to our home, thankfully, but I guess they're trying to save some money and they're trying to save the postage. So, and everything's going online anyway. But I used to like that, getting in the mail once a year. Open them up. And you do want to check, you know, if you haven't seen in a long time, you really should check to make sure Social Security has it right. There's been times clients have told me that when they get their Social Security online, they look at it and say, wait a second, they had their earnings wrong for a number of years. And that happens, like with anything. There could always be mistakes. So one of the reasons why you want to take a look at your Social Security or SocialSecurity.org is you want to make sure they have the right earnings over the right years. Because if something's happened, it's easier to fix when you first find it. And also, the reason why you want to take a look at the SocialSecurity.org, because a part of your retirement plan is Social Security. We think you should wait till at least 66 years old and take it if you can, because that's where that's a sweet spot, basically. That's between 62 to 66, as I mentioned, 8% compound growth. So let's say you're supposed to get $1,000 a month while you're 62 years old. If you wait to 66, that means the next year will be 1,080, and then 8% of that, and so forth and so on. So it makes a big difference. So one of the biggest mistakes I believe I see over time is investors filing for Social Security too early. Don't be one of them. Particularly if you are 62 years old and you are working, we definitely would avoid taking money at 62. So hopefully you can understand a little bit better how that works. Another mistake I see investors make is not paying down credit card debt. Some people have a hard time, especially around the holidays, and I get it. We have a lot of family and friends and so forth. But if you have trouble paying down the balance, the first thing we tell people to do is take a pair of scissors out. Yes, you've heard this before. And cut up those credit cards. Or at least leave them at home for the time being till your balance starts going down. The funny thing about these credit cards, though, is you're making the minimum payments and you think you're making a dent into it. Now, it depends on what your balance is and what the rate is, of course. But a lot of times, people are making these minimum payments and the balances are still going up. So you need to call the credit card company and figure out, not about the minimum payment, but you want to see how much money it would take per month, not only to pay the minimum interest, but also start knocking away at the principal. So one of the biggest mistakes I see for people preparing for retirement and putting money away is not paying down the credit card debt. That's something you have to do. Well, if you're just tuning in, I'm Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. GPS for your finances is the program today. And today's topic, mistake investors make and solutions. We covered a lot of ground, a lot of mistakes we're making out there. But guess what? We can always turn over a new leaf and have some solutions that hopefully set you on your way. One of the biggest things, especially for a young couple, I notice a mistake they make is not having an emergency fund. Sometimes people will say to me, Ken, what's a really hot stock? What stock should I put in? And meanwhile, they should probably be setting up an emergency fund first. Now, what is an emergency fund? Gosh, it's something, let's say roofs go, kitchen things happen. There's so many things that happen in life. There's only so much we can do. Ideally, we tell investors to have anywhere from 6 months to a year socked away. Now, sometimes that's not possible. So let's say you're used to, $5,000 a month is your expenses. You should probably have anywhere from $30,000 to $60,000 away for your emergency fund. That emergency fund, gosh, you think of all the things that can happen. Sometimes it's a health thing. Hopefully that's not the case. It could be a roof. It could be some other oil burner. I mean, we've had pretty much all of them. We've recently had to put a roof on in our home. We've had oil burners. We've had heating. And it's like the movie with Tom Hanks, The Money Pit, if you remember that. Why it was funny as us watching, because Tom Hanks is hysterical, we also recognize, and though it's not really funny, because when you start writing checks, it's not so funny, but it really is The Money Pit. And again, we love our investment. It's our home. It is our home. It is our life. It's something we have to do. But I noticed that a lot of investors have not put aside enough money for the emergency fund. And Murphy's Law is, if you don't put enough money aside, something's going to happen. So please put more money. Try set up a separate account for that emergency fund. Hopefully nothing like that happens, but have that just in case. Another mistake investors make is not saving for retirement at all. What are you talking about? Well, if you think about it, there's been studies, let's say you're used to making $50,000 a year. There's been studies to show that, you'll probably need 70% of that or $35,000 a year in retirement. I think that's a no-no. I've been doing this for 28 years, working with so many different type of investors and personalities. I find on average that if you're making $50,000 a year, when you retire, you'll be you'll need about $50,000 a year, not that 70% number that's kind of generally accepted in the media. And the reason why I think that is because you have more time to do things. If you think about your work week and you work Monday through Friday, you probably don't spend so much money or maybe some lunches here and there. But what happens on weekends, Friday through Sunday, right? You have more time in your hands, maybe going to the movies, maybe going to dinner, visiting friends, traveling, buying gifts, going to the mall. But if you think about what retirement is, retirement's like a really long weekend, like Friday through Sunday over and over and over again. So I think the mistake that investors make is that I don't think they have enough, or they're not saving enough for retirement because they're lulled into this notion that 70% of their expenses right now is what they'll need for retirement. And that's definitely not the case. Another mistake I see that people make, and the final one today, is not paying bills on time. And that really hurts your credit score. But again, if you're doing that, you're not alone. 1 in 4 Americans don't pay their bills on time. But the problem is it does drop your credit score and makes it very difficult to get credit in the future. Well, I hope this has been helpful. There are a lot of mistakes that people make. We all definitely make mistakes, and at different times, they're very pronounced. To find out more about Mahoney Asset Management and what we do to help you avoid these type of mistakes and give you solutions, check out our website, MahoneyGPS.com. Look forward to seeing you next week, same time, same channel here on WHUD.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com. And Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.